Game 4 of the NLCS between the Cubs and the Dodgers. The Dodgers in search of a 3-1 series lead behind the youngest pitcher to ever start a postseason game, Julio Urias. His opposition, the seasoned veteran John Lackey. Lackey about to get some big-time defensive support. Bottom one, courtesy of Wilson Contreras.
Throw down to second and out, and the inning. What a throw by Wilson Contreras. And then the tag. Here's one into right. Base hit. Here where they'll come up throwing. Play at the plate is in time. And Gonzalez says, no, I was safe in the look at it. Yeah, he got him up on the jaw, it looked like. And Gonzalez knew it immediately, and they're going to look at it.
He's going to be safe.
You just don't know. Out is the call.
Two men on, nobody out, fourth inning. The 0-2 from Urias. Contreras lines one toward left, base hit. Zobrist around third. He's going to try to score. The throw by Tolles offline. It goes all the way to the backstop. Runners go to second and third. Cubs lead 1-0.
Now the infield is in. Runner at third, one out. That is hit deep to center. Back at the wall. It is gone. 4-0 Chicago. Russell breaks out.
Well, the hitters count, and they chose to challenge him. I'm a little confused on why they would challenge him 2-0 with Lackey on deck, but he was ready. Well, I mentioned earlier that they need a hero, and that is the one guy right there that can get it going for the Cubs. Russell, an elephant, just came off his back.
Down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. That's into right center field, back at the wall. This ball, gone. Rizzo, his first. 5-0 Chicago in the fifth. I mean, this guy is a major run producer, 109 RBIs during the regular season, and it took him till his eighth game of this postseason to get his first RBI, let alone home run.
Dexter in the game with a double his last time up. The stretch in the 1-0. Ground ball, base hit right field, a run is in. Montgomery goes to second holding. Cubs lead 6-2 as Dexter pulled a hard smash to the right of the first baseman.
Well, here's Rizzo. That is going to do the trick. Into right center field, and two runs are going to score. And the Cubs have their biggest lead of the night, 8-2. Good things are happening for these Cub hitters here in game four, the guys who have been struggling. Russell and Rizzo involved again here in the sixth. Baez will be the hitter. Into right center field, ball sinking in a hurry. Peterson with a diving catch. Tagging and scoring for another run is Bryant. The ball gets away. Here comes Rizzo. Throw to the plate. Safe. Two more runs. It's 10-2.
Now the 0-2. Ground ball left side, fielded by Bryant. Throws to first, and the Cubs win this ball game. It's in the book. Cubs win 10-2.
It was all Cubs in game four. They crushed the Dodgers 10-2 to even up the NLCS at two wins apiece. Anthony Rizzo and Addison Russell snap out of their respective slumps in a big way. They go a combined 6-for-10, two homers and five RBIs. After entering game four, a combined 3-for-50 in the postseason. Justin Turner now has a 14-game on-base streak in the postseason. That is tied with Carl Furillo for the longest streak in Dodgers history. The NLCS is now a best of three, following a 10-2 victory by the Cubs over the Dodgers in Game 4. Here's MLB.com's Ellison Futter and Jeff Delson on the Cubs rediscovering their offense.
The NLCS is all tied up at two games apiece because the Cubs kind of rolled over the Dodgers in Game 4. I'm Ellison Futter. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, the story has really been the Cubs' bats, but today it's because they showed up and really had a nice day.
Right. You just waited for these guys to show up in some fashion. You know, okay, a lefty. When are they going to finally get to a lefty? They did exactly that in Game 4. 13 hits on 10 runs, but they had three key guys that they were waiting to break out as well, and that was Anthony Rizzo, Zobrist, and also Addison Russell, who had big nights.
The sacrifice fly to start off, the scoring is fine, but really I think it was Russell's home run that really made them collectively take a big sigh of relief.
It did. You know, the previous bat before, he hit one to the wall that he thought he might have got out as well, but then he got a 2-0 fastball by Urias, and you know, really jumped on it and hit it the opposite way for a home run. And Anthony Rizzo as well, working the count to 3-2, getting a fastball himself, hitting a solo shot, and then Zobrist coming through. So that really helps. I mean, it was all Chris Bryant and also Baez, and that was it through that lineup. And it showed, you know, 21 scoreless innings before they finally broke out in that fourth inning.
The fact that they did hit left-handed pitching cannot be underestimated, because they're not done with left-handed pitching. So it's really a huge, even though it's Arias and clearly he's a young guy, this was probably the guy that they were going to get to, but they really do have to continue to focus on hitting left-handed pitching.
Well, the momentum has shifted. You know, they proved they could hit left-handed pitching. Listen, Urias, they only faced a couple times before, and he had a lot of success against him, and he did through the first three innings. I mean, he was pitching his game, and they finally got to him in the fourth. So, yes, they're going to see Kershaw in game six, but the momentum has shifted, and I think this is exactly what the Cubs needed, because now they have Lester going in game five.
The Dodgers' defense has been very consistent, one of the most fundamentally sound teams, really, in the National League. But tonight, four errors, so it was just a really bad night. They kind of beat themselves.
It was. I mean, you had Tolles out there in left field with a bad throw, a wide throw. You had, you know, Utley making a mistake trying to turn a double play, which, you know, actually all he needed to do was get that one out. And then Hernandez, you know, his replacement actually threw the ball away. So it was a sloppy game all around. I don't know. I mean, some teams, you know, you go out and you try to make plays and it just doesn't happen. When you have to just take a step back and say, okay, all we need is the one out or make the perfect play. It was a sloppy game on both sides as far as defense.
John Lackey did not get the win in game four, but it was his veteran poise and presence which laid the foundation for a big Cubs victory.
John Lackey has plenty of postseason experience, and he brought that to the mound with him for game four, the NLCS, which turned out to be a landslide win for the Cubs over the Dodgers. I'm Allison Futter. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, how do we assess Lackey's performance? He only lasted four innings, but the Cubs ended up winning this huge.
It is. It wasn't a Lackey that we've seen before in the postseason or even years past. Given, you know, throwing four innings, giving up to two runs. He got out of some key jams, made his pitches when he had to. Obviously, he was upset that he came out, because he came out with a 5-0 lead. You figured, okay, Joe Maddon would let him get out of that jam in the fifth inning. But I think Joe Maddon felt the game changing, and he didn't want to give the Dodgers any kind of hope or any kind of comeback in that fifth inning. So he wanted to make the change. Obviously, Lackey doesn't like that or didn't like it. He's a guy that pitches on emotion. We see it all the time every time he's out on the mound, you know, getting a key out, getting a key strikeout. He lives, you know, he wears his feelings on his sleeve. You love that in a competitor of John Lackey.
He made his first postseason appearance 14 years ago. He has two World Series rings. I mean, we see the close-ups when they come out to get him, and he's all mad. And
right.
He gets a lot of criticism for that. But, I mean, like you said, it makes him good. I mean, you have to accept him for who he is, because he has had a lot of staying power in this league.
It does. And you know what? This is one of the reasons why the Cubs got him in the wintertime, too. You know, obviously to take him away from the Cardinals, but they needed that postseason guy. They needed that experience to carry him through time. Times like this to get that key win, or at least get him key, you know, four innings of work. He didn't like that. This is not the Lackey that everybody knows. I mean, he obviously, I think, could have went deeper into the game. He probably could have made his pitches like he did in the first four innings to get out of some jams that the Dodgers had him in. It just didn't work out. Like I said, Joe Maddon felt during the Giant game in the NLDS and also the Dodger game in game four, that the momentum was shifting. He didn't want the game to get out of hand. It was time to make a change. They did. It wound up working out. You know, Lackey didn't like it, but overall, you know, he did a decent job.
You come from a different era. It seems like there aren't any starting pitchers who are really going deep into games, and of course, we just watched the Indians win the pennant with really one healthy starting pitcher, but it seems like things are changing now, and managers are going to their bullpens a lot earlier.
Well, the only guy that really is throwing well is Clayton Kershaw. That's it, and he's going deep into the games. Yeah, I feel that when you're playing a National League type ball, obviously the pitcher hits if there's runners on, you got to get this guy out, so that shortens some of their innings. And sometimes when you get a feel like Joe Maddon, he feels like, hey, the game might be changing. He felt in that fifth inning that maybe the Dodgers are feeling something, that the momentum's going to shift, or they're going to start scoring some runs. Heck, they scored two runs. They could have scored a lot more, and they wound up getting out of that inning with only giving up two. So, yeah, you don't see it. You see the bullpen use. You see the closers coming in all different innings. You know, it's a shame for John Lackey, because he is a competitor. I felt like he probably could have given him more length. Maybe we'll see that next round if they get it.
A pivotal Game 5 comes our way on Wednesday from L.A. with the series tied at two games apiece. It is Kenta Maeda for the Dodgers and John Lester for the Cubs. So what should we expect?
There's one more game to be played in Los Angeles before this series shifts back to Chicago, and a very interesting pitching matchup again coming up for Game 5 of the NLCS. I am Allison Footer. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, now we've seen everybody pitch once. So on the Dodgers side, Kenta Maeda, who actually kept his team in the game his last outing.
Yeah, for four innings. You know, again, we didn't see a starter give you length from the Dodgers besides Clayton Kershaw. You know, we saw it during the NLDS, and we've also seen it in the game one in the NLCS. Maeda's a guy that once you start getting the second and third times around the lineup, you have to start making a change. He doesn't make that adjustment. You know, he has a hard time. He's had a hard time during the postseason to find that early rhythm. They're hoping for that in game five. He's got a nasty slider and also a good breaking ball. I mean, this guy was outstanding in Japan. Now he just has to come over here and win game five to go to a game six. So if he can establish and get in a rhythm early, you know, it'll definitely give the Dodgers a lift.
He's probably watching the game four, though, and thinking this might not be a wonderful time for the Cubs to start breaking out. I mean, I think we all feel like maybe the Cubs have come over that hump a little bit and might show up offensively, which is not great news for
Maeda. It's not. Well, they've gotten over the hump because they've beaten a lefty, and that's one of the things that the Cubs hitters had to do. Now they're facing a righty who they've had a lot of success against. You know, they won game one, and John Lester's going for the Cubs. He was outstanding. He even was, I mean, if you look at the emotion that he showed going only six innings and giving up that one run, I mean, he was outstanding in game one of the NLDS going eight innings. And now they have the exact guy the Cubs do on the mound for game five to take it into a game six. Now, you know, you could feel if the Dodgers could have won game four, maybe they could have wrapped it up in game five. Now that the momentum has shifted, the Cubs prove that their offense have come to life, and also they've beaten the lefty. They have their ace. I say their ace on the mound. This guy has tons of postseason experience, won a few rings with the Red Sox, and this is exactly what they want to carry in and try to win it in Chicago.
And that's where a depth of a rotation can really be a luxury. We've seen bullpens really factor into almost most of the series that have been won this postseason. But now when you know you have that, when you're always looking to the next day and you always have a good pitcher going, there's a comfort level.
And Chapman got a rest in game four. You know, you went through the bullpen, you had a nice victory. A big victory, and you didn't have to throw your important guys in late innings. And that's important because you're going to go to a game five with Friday being a workout day, a day off. You can pitch Chapman possibly two innings. You don't want to bring him in. I don't want to bring him in with men on base. Try to limit him to three outs if possible, but maybe you can get four or five, but leave him without men on base. But I see Lester going deep into this game and giving the Cubs possible win.
The Cubs' offensive struggles in the first three games of the NLCS had been well chronicled. But Cubs skipper Joe Maddon knew it was only a matter of time before the bats came back around.
That's our team. You saw our team out there today. We scuffled in the beginning there. How about the bunt gets the whole thing rolling by your number four hitter? How unlikely is that? So we do that. Then Baez works a great at-bat. Contreras works a great at-bat. Hayward does what he needs to do, grounder to second. And then, of course, Addison got back to normal right there. So it's contagious, just like the lack of it's contagious. When you start hitting, it is contagious. Defense, this whole game really follows itself, kind of. So I like that team on the field. That's the team that got all those wins this year, so I was very comfortable with it.
After almost taking Julio Urias deep in his first at-bat of the night, Addison Russell left nothing to chance as the two locked horns once again in the top of the fourth.
Just stay through the ball, you know. I've been kind of messing around with my hands a little bit, and just want to stay through the ball tonight, and saw some progress tonight. Been kind of struggling here in the postseason, but, you know, my team has faith in me. I have faith in myself, and continue to work, and that will happen through 3-for-5.
Addison Russell was not the only Cub to break out of his slump, as Anthony Rizzo also had a big game in game four, and he received a rather unexpected assist in his big performance on the night.
It definitely feels good, but I was just expecting fastball there. Doesn't want to walk me to lead off the inning. And just need to get on top of one. I've been missing a lot of pitches that I feel like I'm right on. So instead of going two-strike approach, I just decided to say, you know, just go with what feels good. And not choking up there felt good, and it worked. I know Caesar's bats has a lot of hits in it. So I've done it a few times this year, just switch up the bat, switch up the mindset. So Caesar's bat, KB's model. So a lot of things working good for me right there.
Game four was not a must-win for the Cubs as they trailed only 2-1, but it sure felt that way. Here's John Lackey on the offensive support he received and on the Cubs making this a brand-new series at two wins apiece.
I think, honestly, sometimes you can get a little bit too carried away. I mean, we were down 2-1, you know, a couple hours ago, and now all of a sudden we're great again. It's 2-2. You guys over-dramatize everything. So, I mean, tomorrow's another game.
How did you feel about your outing tonight?
Incomplete.
Why were you upset?
Why?
Yeah.
We won the game. No, we'll go with that.